You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, on the 2nd of November, I put out a video called Women Are Quietly Quitting from Dating. So, honestly, who cares? In that video, I talked about the article by the same name. However, we know that every time women put out articles like that, or any article saying that women are going to go on a quote unquote sex strike, we all know the men that they're trying to appeal to, or should I say threaten. However, those men are the men that they're backups, the men in the friend zone. But we all know behind closed doors, they're still getting pounded by Chad, Tyrone, and any member of BindFixers.com. So yeah, every article like that, every time women say, well, we're just going to quit dating, it is an empty threat for the good men that still want to pursue them. Gentlemen, today's article is coming from the men's side. Oh yeah, this is good. Now, this article was published on the 30th of October. So yes, it is fairly recent. 8 insights from men who choose to abandon dating. Men are talking and they're no longer holding back. And all of the gaslighting, all of the manipulation that people used to try to throw on the men. Well, where are you meeting these women? Blah, 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 blah. All the attempts to shame men into silence are no longer working. In the complex world of dating, many men have chosen to step away from the pursuit of romantic relationships. This decision, often born from a myriad of personal experiences and insights, provide a unique perspective on the modern dating landscape. Here's the perspective. Women have absolutely poisoned the dating realm. The landscape? Nah, it's an absolute minefield. Women have poisoned the well and are now complaining that they have no water. Let's look into 8 reasons behind this choice. From the paradox of loneliness to the challenges of real life meetings and the liberation found in single life. This is going to be fucking spectacular. Number 1, the loneliness paradox in dating. In the realm of dating, it's often said that the only thing lonelier then being alone is being with someone who doesn't understand you. Let's go back to one Robin Williams, RIP. The only thing lonelier than being alone is being with someone that makes you feel alone. This profound realization can lead many to step back from the dating scene, choosing solitude over the discomfort of misunderstood companionship. Number 2, dating app dilemmas. Dating apps, while designed to bring people together, often fall short of their intended purpose. Many users find these platforms are less about getting to know each other and more about providing entertainment. Simple greetings or attempt to find common ground are often dismissed as boring, leading to a sense of disillusionment. This led many to question the effectiveness of these platforms in creating lasting relationships. Number three, challenges in real life meetings. In the age of digital dating, meeting people in real life presents its own set of challenges. Work schedules, particularly those involving nights and weekends, can limit opportunities for social interaction. Traditional avenues for meeting potential partners may not be accessible, making the dating scene even more daunting. Despite these challenges, some find that real-life interactions offer the depth and authenticity that digital platforms often lack. Number four, liberty in single life. For some, giving up on dating can be a liberating experience. It allows them to focus on personal growth and managing their own issues without the added pressure of maintaining a relationship. The self-focus can lead to a sense of fulfillment and contentment that was missing in their dating life. Number five, the changing dating landscape. The dating landscape is ever evolving. No, let me go ahead and trade that evolving out for devolving. Influenced by societal changes, technological advancements, and global events. For those who take a break from dating, the scene can seem unrecognizable upon their return. The rise of digital dating, changing social norms, and the impact of events like the pandemic have all but reshaped the way people date. Speaking of the pandemic, that right there was the greatest thing for a lot of men and the absolute worst thing for a lot of women that could have happened. Why? Because men were finally able to take a break from the pursuit of women and actually realize how much time and money they were actually wasting on the pursuit of box. Oh yeah, that was great. Number six, dating is an overwhelming part-time job. Dating can often feel like a part-time job, requiring significant time, energy, and even financial investment. For some, the decision to stop dating comes from a place of self-care, choosing to invest their resources into other aspects of their life. This perspective reframes dating not as a necessary pursuit, but as one aspect of life that can be chosen or rejected based on individual needs and circumstances. Like I just said, time, resources that a lot of men realized that they were wasting. Number seven, facing the reality of unreciprocated interest. One of the harsh realities of dating is the possibility of unreciprocated interest. The experience of expressing interest in someone who doesn't feel the same way can be disheartening and lead to feelings of self-doubt and disappointment. Choosing to stop dating in a response to this can be a form of self-protection and an act of self-care. Number eight, finding contentment in wisdom of not looking for love. For some, the key to happiness lies in not actively seeking a partner. They find that focusing on other aspects of life, such as personal growth, hobbies, and career, leads to less stress and more contentment. This approach suggests that sometimes the best approach to dating is to not date at all. This perspective can lead to a healthier relationship with one's self and a more balanced approach in life. Gentlemen, that is absolutely spectacular. However, I'm going to add two more aspects as to why more men are choosing to outright abandon dating, particularly in America. Number 9, the outright misandry promoted through the mainstream media. Case in point, The Breakfast Club. They recently had on one Leslie Jones. Now, Leslie Jones represents the typical American black female. Overweight, overbearing, loud, crass, and absolutely an annoyance to have around. She goes on to The Breakfast Club, and what is her main focus that she's talking about? That's right, the only thing that the vast majority of American black women, women in general, but American black women especially, have to offer. That's right, sex. Her whole argument was about sex and how men's Johnsons don't want to rise to the occasion and men don't know how to properly have sex with a woman. No. Talking about the possibility of men having ED? Gentlemen, when you look at the vast majority of women, yes, you would have ED. Why? Because the physical makeup of the vast majority of women is absolutely terrible. American black women especially. Now, she wants to talk about some quote unquote Tinder date that she had to kick out of her room because he couldn't rise to the occasion. Leslie Jones, you out here looking like a whole damn hobgoblin. Seriously, what man in his right mind is saying, yep, I'm going to take down Leslie Jones? Last time I checked, she wasn't even interested in men. So I'm going to call cap on that whole story that she put out to The Breakfast Club. Nah. And once again, Leslie Jones, you look like a whole damn gargoyle. What man is going to rise to the occasion for you? Ladies, if you have a series of men whose soldier refuses to rise to the occasion, they're not the problem. You're the common denominator. So that means there's something wrong with you. Gentlemen, this whole ED conversation, I find it to be absolute bullshit. It is not ED. It's the simple fact that your own body is telling you, look, there's something about this woman that I'm not going to rise to the occasion for. Listen to your body, gentlemen. I don't believe in ED. Nope. I believe it was Tom Likas that said this. There's a great cure for quote unquote ED. You know what it's called? YG. That's right, younger girls. And by younger girls, of course, I mean women of legal age, over 18. So don't even come here with the whole, well, you're talking about blah, 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 pedo, blah, 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 blah. No. I'm talking about women of legal age. So yeah, women, especially women in long-term relationships, who want to say, oh, my husband can't rise to the occasion. Maybe it's because he's been with you for far too damn long. But we all know, whenever men step out, oh, he's a monster. He just can't keep it in his pants. No, there's something about you that he says, you know what? This woman no longer does it for me. But, hey, we all know it. We all know the truth behind it. It is what it is. Number 10, American men have more options. That's right, ladies. American men have more options. Of course, the option to simply walk away, which is what these men are doing. They've said, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to sit this out. I'm going to focus on myself. Guess what other options men have? I know some of you guys don't like when I mention pay for play, but guess what? That's a hill that I'm willing to die on. More and more men are realizing that it's better for them to just go ahead and pay the flat rate, get exactly what they want, and be gone. That is the most efficient and effective use of their time and their money. Both parties get exactly what they want. She gets the resources. He gets to blow her back out for 30 minutes to an hour. Winner, winner, chicken fucking dinner. The next thing, men are now exploring the use of sex toys. Yes, there are massive amount of male sex toys on the market. Not to mention synthetic companions. Come on now. Then the last option that men have, getting their passports and going to better damn lands. Yep. I'm going to reiterate. American women have literally poisoned the well. Now they're complaining that there's no water. But guess what? Men are saying, you know what? When faced with everything that I see over here in America, the attitude of women, the physical look of women, the blatant misandry that's promoted. Yeah, I'm going elsewhere. And guess what? You know what foreign women are doing? They're laughing their asses off. Why? Because they know they can put out a better product. This whole idea of women keep saying, well, we don't know what men want. No, men continue to say exactly what we want. It's just a simple fact that you believe you're too good to give men what they want. You don't want to actually come to a man's life and try to make it better. But yet at the same time, you want him to make your life better. Oh, no, 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 no. Men have seen what's going on. They've said, nope, I'm not doing this. I'm going to take my time, my resources, and my talents elsewhere. So yeah, ladies, the dating market, you destroyed it. You keep it. The men with means, the men who have common sense, the men who have standards for themselves are jumping ship, either to ride it out alone or go elsewhere. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And if there's any other insights that you would like to add, put it in the comments section. And for you women out there who still think that you got the magic box and that men are no longer going, men cannot resist trying to chase you for your box, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think your box has, that's definitely gone out. feminism and the idea that men still cannot resist chasing you has gone out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, you poisoned the well. Men are saying, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go over to another well and get some fresh water. Or I'm going to go to another pond to fish. Yeah. You see, when men actually step back and assess the whole situation, guess what? They've realized that the overwhelming majority of American women are simply not worth it. Period. Point blank. And remember, gentlemen, in the end, you are the one who choose what woman is worthy of your resources. And guess what? More and more men are choosing foreign women. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.